The longer you are on the wrong train, the more it'll cost you to get home. Woo! I saw that on Twitter about a month or so ago now, and I've been really sitting with this idea of what that means and what that entails, right? The longer you are on the wrong train, the more it'll cost you to get home. Basically, the more it'll cost you to get to that divine purpose that you should be pursuing, but maybe you're ignoring for whatever reason. A great example of how this manifests within that was showcased in a movie is I saw the TV Glow, which is a trans allegory where basically the main character is ignoring these feelings within inside themselves, not listening to, you know, they feel something is not right and they're not listening to it. And the last 10 minutes of that movie are so profound and so heartbreaking in the best way. And I definitely recommend you go watch that movie. For our conversation today, however, we are going to be focusing more so when it comes to career, but however you interpret this conversation and it applies to your life, you know, whatever resonates, take what resonates, leave what doesn't, right? So I'm going to talk a little bit about my journey on taking myself more seriously as a writer. And I've been really struggling with this identity around it because people don't know me as a writer. Even though I've always loved to write, I took a bunch of creative writing classes in college. There was actually even a point where I was considering changing my major to become an English major. But, you know, in my adult life, you know, people don't really know me as a writer. And so I've been kind of feeling this embarrassment around telling people what I'm doing with the book. And even when it comes to this podcast, where I'm like, I feel like I need to add this disclaimer every time I tell people about what I'm doing. Where I'm like, well, I'm not expecting anything to happen with it, though. I'm not expecting to make any money from it. And I'm like, why am I setting myself up for failure already just so I can, like, make myself... it's like setting myself up for disappointment before anybody else can set me up for disappointment, even though every single person I've talked to in my life, whether it's my writer's group, which I'm going to get into in a little bit, or friends and family, they have been nothing but encouraging, and I really appreciate you guys for how encouraging everybody's been. But it's like, I have this kind of like internalized need to set myself up for failure so nobody can do it for me. It's so bizarre. And so the first point there is like, whatever that calling that you think is inside of you, be proud of it. You know, there's that great scene in The Holdovers where Davine Joy Randolph's character is like, you can't even dream a whole dream, can you? And I totally agree with that, where it's like, dream big, because when you dream big, your reality is big. If you dream small, your reality is going to be small. You know, shoot for the moon, land in the stars, right? And I also wanted to bring up on this writing journey, I found this note in my notes app from August of 2021. And I wanted to read it because I was just like, it made me like sad a little bit. So give me 1 second as I pull it up. Okay. So it's titled, I haven't written in a while. Going down the memory lane of my notes app can be quite fun. I've written so much, have had so many ideas, beginnings of novels, short stories, and poems. I missed my creative writing class and just writing and writing and writing. It was fun, and I was good at it. I think I really love to write. And I see that from 3 years ago, and I'm like, gosh, like, you know, everything happens in its own time. Like, there's experiences that have happened since then that are a huge part of the book, right? And so everything happens with its own divine timing. But I see that, and part of me is like, I kind of wish I had started this journey sooner, but there's also so much time. So it's like the struggle of like one half, I'm like, I wish I had started this journey sooner. But then the other half is like, life is super long and there is always time. It is never too late. So that's point number two. It is never too late. It is never too late. As long as you are alive, it is never too late. And so now going back to my writer's group. So I joined a writer's group here in LA. I've only been to a few sessions so far, but it is so wonderful. It is literally just 3 70-plus-year-old women and myself. And I remember at a session about a week or so ago now, the woman, the leader of the group, she's 71. She says to me, she goes, you know, it is so wonderful that you have found your purpose so early in life. And I was like sitting there like, wow, that's so crazy. Because to me, I feel like I'm doing this late. Like, and I know it's not actually too late. But in my head, I was kind of like, I've been working a corporate job. I haven't been writing for years at this point, like seriously writing for years at this point. And so to me, it feels like I'm coming into this like late to the game. But for her, you know, she's 71. It seems like I'm like ahead of schedule and like I'm, you know, doing things so early. So perspective is everything, right? You know, everything is so relative. But it's never too late. As long as you are alive, it's never too late. And then I really just want to hone in again on the answering the call, right? So that's really the main point of this is answer that call within you, right? Whatever you think is pulling you, whatever you feel like you've been drawn to, you know, for years, answer that calling. Answer that calling. Figure out what it is, what you really want to do, you know? And I'm not telling anybody to quit their job. Not in this economy, child. Woo! I'm not telling any of you to quit your job. But let's start thinking about how you can start implementing these things into your life that you're passionate about and that will give you joy. Like with the podcast and writing, you know, I'm keeping my job and I'm very grateful for my job. I'm super, super grateful. I had a huge gratitude moment today that I texted a friend about even. I'm very blessed and I'm very aware of how blessed I am. And, you know, I'm not necessarily super passionate about the work it is that I do, not all the time at least. And the podcast and writing have been so much fun to have these creative outlets. You know, I'm a yapper. I love to talk. As you guys see, I'm a yapper. I love to talk. And so it's been so fun to do these podcasts. And it's been quite like, I don't want to say easy, but it's just, I come up with these ideas and it's like, oh, I want to talk about this. And I just love it. It's been fun to kind of think about ideas and think about how I'm going to, you know, set up the show and whatever. And then with writing, same thing. So I've dedicated myself to writing. I write every single day. In a previous episode, I mentioned the app Tangerine, where I use to track all of my different habits. So my writing has been one of those habits. And so I write every single day. I have a minimum word count until I finish my novel, which I hit 50,000 words today. This episode's going to air. By the time this episode airs, I should be completely done with the novel, but I'm recording this in late December, a few days before Christmas, and I hit 50,000 words today, and my goal is 60,000 words, so I'm so excited. I'm so, so close. I'm like, you know, basically 90% done, but anywho, it's been so fun to have these side projects for creative outlets, and so whatever it is that is being called inside of you, I want you to start pursuing it, and again, I want you to start taking tangible action to whatever it is you want to do. If you want to be a makeup artist, if you want to do hair, if you want to be a CPA, damn it. Like if you like, not everything necessarily has to be like a creative outlet, right? If you want to be an artist, if you want to be a singer, if you want to make movies, I want you to go out there and do one thing that will lead you to that vision and to that goal. And so, yeah, so I'm just going to, this could be a short and sweet episode today, but this has just been weighing on me because I love that quote. So we're going to recap that quote and then recap the points that we went through on this episode. So like I said in the very beginning, the longer you stay on the wrong train, the more it'll cost you to get home. I want you to really sit with that. I kind of even want you to write it down and maybe even write a few sentences about what it means to you, right? And then point number one is dream big, be proud of whatever it is that you decide to pursue. You are multifaceted. Do not feel embarrassed about telling people your dreams. Be vulnerable, be authentic, talk about it with your friends and family. Point number two is it's never too late. As long as you are alive, it is never too late. You can pivot at any time. You can do anything you want at any time in your life. It is never too late. And then lastly, bringing it all back to the beginning is answer the call. Take the steps to answer that call. Start thinking about what it is you want to do, even if you just want to do it as a side hobby for the rest of your life and continue to work a different 9-to-5, right? But I want you to answer that call. I don't want you to be the hero who does not answer the call. And I don't want you to have any regrets when you look back at your life one day. And so I'm going to end the episode there. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of In Jess We Trust. I'm your host, Jessica Johnson, signing off. See you next time. In Jess We Trust.